Well, hello everybody and welcome to episode 108 of the JB Sism Show. In today's episode, we're talking about the importance of social media and your blog. I'm going to be telling you how I'm using social media platforms to take my message to the next level. And before we begin, just let everybody know ahead of time, my voice is rough. I'm just coming off of a cold or the flu, whatever have you. And I'm fighting a nasty cough, and my voice still hasn't returned.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to today's show. If this is the first time you're listening, my goal is to help you transform lives, reach the world with the message that God is on your heart by giving you the tools that you need, because I want you to find your voice and succeed in life. Well, my friends, welcome to today's show. Take a look at this. We all have Facebook, Instagram, and or Twitter. And these three social media networks are the top ways that we communicate with everybody else in the world. It's how we get our news, and it's how we socialize. Well, my friends, in today's episode, I peel back the layers of how I'm using social media to get the word out about my writing. And we're going to dive into some of the different strategies of how you can use social media to take your message to the next level. Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's episode. This one is going to be fun. You're listening to the JB Sism Show. Well, as always, it is good to be back behind the microphone. It has been 2 weeks since I've been behind the microphone, and I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous about today's episode because I'm not sure how it's going to go. I am still in the process of getting over this cold, this flu, whatever you call it. My voice, I know, is not back to what it was, but I figured it's been 2 weeks since I've had an episode out. I figure I would just sit down behind the microphone and record. I know not all the DJs out there in Radioland, they don't always get a break either. So I figure, well, why should I have a break? Even though I have the luxury of creating my own rules on this show, I didn't feel like it was necessary for me to break any longer because I feel strengthened again. I just don't have a voice very well. And that's kind of difficult as a podcaster. We always need our voice because we're always trying to communicate the message that's brewing inside of us. So, well, today I'm going to try to keep today's episode short. And if you hear me cut away at any time, you know that I've went into a coughing attack. So if I abruptly change tone or abruptly change thoughts, it's probably because I had a coughing attack and I came back and I had no idea what I was talking about. So my apologies ahead of time. Well, today we are talking about social media, and social media is one of these things that kind of has taken over the world. I remember back in the days of MySpace. If you have still an active MySpace account, please raise your right hand. My right hand is raised. I have not used it in years, but the account is still active. I actually was just thought I would check it the other day, and sure enough, MySpace still was there. Boy, I remember that. You could change the backgrounds all you wanted. You could have different kind of GIF style backgrounds, you know, where the stars or whatever were moving and jiggling in the background. You can make it your own. And I thought that was pretty cool. Facebook was a lot more boring. And the reason why Facebook was boring was because Facebook was designed for college students. They didn't need a lot of extracurricular stuff. They just needed a way to communicate with each other. Well, I remember when my sister said, Jason, you got to come over to Facebook. It's like MySpace, but it's better. I didn't know what to think about that because I was digging MySpace. I loved MySpace. I communicated with people there. And when I made the switch to Facebook, I thought this was the dumbest thing, especially the Facebook poke. You know, poke. I mean, like, what was that? I don't even think that still exists anymore. Does that? Does anybody still use the poke? I would love to know that. Go to jbsism.com/108. Leave me a comment and let me know if you still use the Facebook poke. I would really like to know if that still exists. I haven't tried that in years. But when I finally made the switch to Facebook, I thought it was the dumbest thing in the world. Well, I slowly discovered more and more people were on Facebook than were on the other MySpace social media network. And lo and behold, Facebook kind of took over the world. They are the quintessential program. I mean, they are the social media platform to be on. And today, I don't use MySpace at all. Everything I do is on Facebook. And Facebook actually now owns Instagram. And I think they're planning on owning another social media platform, but I can't think of or remember the name of it. But the deal is, Mark Zuckerberg really changed the face of the world. He's the one that brought social media into the mainstream. He's the one that got everybody hooked on this idea of world connectivity. Now, as a believer in Jesus, you know, I believe it's just one step, one precursor to what's called the one world government. But really, Zuckerberg is the one that made the world smaller. You know, the Bible says that in the last days that every eye will see Jesus coming again. When Jesus ascends out of heaven onto the Mount Olivet there in Jerusalem, the Bible says the whole world will marvel at his coming. Well, I used to ponder and wonder, well, is it going to be like everybody's going to see him coming out of the clouds? I mean, like, if I'm in Minnesota, how is that going to work? Israel's on the other side of the world. Well, with the power of social media, the power of live video, it's really easy to see how the entire world could easily see Jesus coming back. And so the social media has made this world that we live in very, very small. But really what it's done is it's put power into the people's hands. And so if people are railing against their governments, the people can rise up on social media. If the people are upset about something, the people can come together with one voice on social media. If a famous person blurts off a stupid comment on social media, recently, J.K. Rowling promoted fake news by saying the American president, Donald Trump, ignored a boy. Well, the media and everybody were quick to point out to her that she was wrong. And because of her disdain of our president, she didn't care. Well, there was so much backlash on social media that she finally came out yesterday and said, oops, I was wrong. I'm apologizing. I missed that cue. I didn't see him say hello to the little boy, whatever. Here's the deal. Social media is incredibly powerful. It can be one of your biggest allies. It can be one of your biggest assets, or it can become the thing that demonizes you. It can be the thing that tears you down, brings you down, and it's how we use social media that determines our staying power. How we use social media determines how we communicate with our audience. Social media gives us the power to not only tell the world what we're thinking and what we're working on, but social media gives us the power to bring our message directly to the consumer. So if you're an author, if you're a blogger, if you're a thought leader or a content producer, social media puts you right at the table with everybody else. And it allows everybody else to have a conversation with you. Social media gives us this power. And the thing is, and I think this is one of the reasons why it is so vitally powerful and important for us as content producers to use social media, because not only can we just take our message and put it right into the hands of the consumer, they don't have to search for us on Amazon. They don't have to search for us on the World Wide Web. We come directly to them, whether we're using advertisements, whether we're using live video and people share us on their walls. Whatever it is, people, we give power to the people, and the people are the ones that broadcast our message on our behalf. We do our part, they do their part, and we can grow our audience simply by utilizing the power of social media. And I think as content producers, it's one of the most powerful things that we can do. And on top of that, I believe it's also one of the most important things we can do. The most social important thing you can do is have a voice on social media. Now, I'm not saying you have to be everywhere all the time, but with the power of scheduling and with the power of Buffer and CoSchedule and some of these other apps out there, you can be everywhere all the time. And with a lot of these social media networks, you can have interconnectivity. So if you post to your personal page, that gets put off to Twitter, which gets put off onto your author's page, or vice versa. You know, you could set it up on Twitter. You tweet something and it goes to everywhere else. You know, no matter how you have it set up, no matter what you do there, you can have interconnectivity. So the moment you hit one button, like on Instagram, you can send it to Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter, all with a click of a button, and your Instagram post is now everywhere instantly. And so you don't have to stop and say, okay, I'm going to upload it to Instagram, I'm going to upload it to Facebook, I'm going to upload it to Twitter, I'm going to upload it to Pinterest. No, with a click of a button, you can send your message everywhere at once, and then the people decide what they want to do with it. They can share it on any platform they want. And that's the power of it. And so it's coming to this point of actually where we're doing our best to work smarter, not harder. So I'm not saying you have to be posting 15 times a day. So you got to say, okay, about every 30 minutes, I have to post something to Twitter so that I get all my 15 of them in. That's not what I'm saying. You know, I'm not saying you have to sit at your computer and check your social media all the time. It's so easy to do. But I check my social media, you know, when I post something, I only check it a couple times a day. Right now, because I still don't have the world's largest following on social media, it makes it a little easier for me to check it more readily. But people like Michael Hyatt, they don't have time to check their social media feeds all the time. So what he does is he checks it once a day. So he's got into the habit, like at, let's say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to check social media. I'm going to check it once a day, and then I'm going to be done for the day. Cliff Ravenscraft, I've heard him talk about that on his podcast as well. He only checks his social media a couple times a day. And now that way he can focus his attention on what is most important. So if you're writing a book, think about it this way. If you're writing a book, you don't want to be checking your social media all the time, because Well, you have a deadline of, let's say I want to get 1,000 words written today. I want to get 2,000 words written today. And then so if that's your goal, you can't be checking social media because it's going to take you a few hours to write about 2,000 words. Now, social media can be one of our greatest allies. It can be one of our greatest enemies. But as content producers, I think we need to have the mindset of how do I use social media to increase my voice? How do I use social media to take my message to the next level? Well, one of the things that I'm doing, I'm really focusing a lot of my attention right now on Instagram. Right now, I am loving the Instagram platform. Nothing wrong with Facebook, nothing wrong with Twitter, nothing wrong with some of these others like Pinterest or StumbleUpon. But Instagram, I believe, is where I'm really wanting to focus my attention. And the reason is people are very dedicated on Instagram. People want to see new stuff all the time. New pictures, new ideas, new images, new videos. And Instagram now has the ability to do live video, has the ability to do Instagram stories. It's very, very similar to Snapchat. That's one of the reasons why I switched over from Snapchat. I really don't use Snapchat anymore. Maybe I should write a post about that. I'm really focusing on individual stories on Instagram. So I don't use the story feature very often, but when I do, I tell one story and then I get off. I don't just keep adding to it all the time, every day. When I have an idea, when I have a story, when I have something to communicate, and I don't care if it goes away, I communicate that story, I get it loaded, and then I get it done. The problem is I have to download each individual video. I can't just download the whole story at once. So that's one of the beefs I have with Instagram. So if anybody at Instagram is listening to this, please allow me to download my stories in one video file. That would be awesome. But that being said, I'm using Instagram right now to do two things. One, I do quote cards. So I like to take one of the quotes from my blogs, something that I've written. Very, very rarely I'll do a quote from somebody else, but I like to do my own quotes on Instagram. I'll put an Instagram quote together, I'll upload it, and it gets pushed off to all my other social media platforms. And then, once a week, I also am doing a new I'm doing a new Instagram show right now called The Writer's Minute. And on this, I am basically taking one thought or one tool, one tip for writers. And I am putting together a short little 1 minute video, which is about all Instagram allows you to do. It's a 1 minute video. It gives you my thoughts and I get off the platform. Now, here's the best part. I can still write a post with the video. And the beauty of Instagram, and I just learned this the other day, so I'm actually going to be utilizing this because I've not utilized this. You can have up to 30 hashtags. You can have up to 30 hashtags per post. So that is powerful because that really puts you in front of a lot of different people. And that's one of the best ways to organically grow your following on Instagram. Now, every video I mentioned my website, I have it written in the notes because I want people to know that my website is where everything is at. And so I say, if you want more information, visit me at jbsism.com. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you want more information about me, if you want to read even more stuff, you want to see my Instagram show, you want to see any videos that I do, any other audios that I do, you want to read any blog posts I write, that's where it's all happening. So I'm focusing on Instagram to try to grow my blog, grow my following on Instagram in hopes that they're going to bleed over onto the website and I'm going to gain new subscribers. That's the goal, because I want to reach as many people with the message that God has on my heart, and using hashtags on Instagram and getting a value, giving value there on that platform is going to make that happen. And I got to tell you, I started with 15 people about 5 weeks ago, and I'm just hovering under 100 people right now. It's all organic growth. 15 people I started with as followers on Instagram. The rest of it is organic growth. So that tells me that it's working. It's slow. It's arduous. But I know once I get over that 100 mark, it's going to be easier to hit 500. When I hit 500, it's going to be easier to hit 1,500. And so right now I'm working to grow my influence there, dropping value bombs. And I think that's the power of social media. And if you are utilizing social media, you want to make sure that you're dropping value bombs. Value bombs are incredibly powerful, because you don't want to be posting what you ate at breakfast. Nobody cares. I don't care if you had a beautiful egg omelet. Nobody cares. Now, if you throw it out there every now and then, that's fine. But the deal is, you don't want to be posting that kind of garbage all the time. You want to be posting high quality, valuable content that people can consume, that people can walk away with a quick, instant win. And that's why I love this idea of 1 minute videos on Instagram that I'm calling the Writer's Minute. I want to give people 1 minute pieces of wisdom that they can implement into their writing lives today. Something that they can have that quick win. So I'm calling that a value bomb. And that's what the Writer's Minute on Instagram is all about. And that's why I'm focusing there, because I want to leave the impression that I am an authority on this. I am the definitive voice on writing. Now, I'm not saying I'm the end-all be-all, but I want to give that impression that I am the end-all be-all of writing, because that's what it takes to build an authority. If you want to be a guru, you have to make yourself a guru. If you want to be considered that person that people go to, you have to establish yourself as that and say, I am that person. Come listen to what I have to say, because you're not going to get this content anywhere else. And that's what we as content producers, we as writers, we as bloggers need to focus on. And so that's really what I'm doing on Instagram right now. And speaking of the Writer's Minute, what I'm going to be doing is I'm actually going to be taking these videos and turning them into a podcast. I don't know when I'm going to be doing this yet. I don't have a definitive time and date of when this new podcast is going to be launched. And don't worry, you will be told about it on this podcast, on this show, when my new podcast, The Writer's Minute, is going to be launched. And I've yet to pick out the music. I got to pick out kind of how I'm going to do the show. Am I going to talk before I do the Instagram post? Am I going to re-record it? Am I going to record something new? I really don't know how I'm going to do it yet. But the deal is, I'm going to be focusing on creating this new podcast called The Writer's Minute. And the goal is eventually to use the show to answer people's questions about writing, where people write in their comments, write in their questions on writing ideas or writing topics. And if they have a question when it comes to blogging, or have a question when it comes to publishing or writing a book, my goal is to answer these questions in 1 minute bursts. And so, again, I don't know when I'm going to be going live with this new podcast, but it will be happening sooner than later. I just have to work out all of the details, find out when I'm going to post it on the website. And because the goal is every Wednesday, I'm still going to do the Instagram version of the show. So That way, when I go to do the actual audio podcast, you'll not only get the audio podcast, but the video version of it will also be there for you as well. So, not sure when that's going to be happening. Keep listening to this show for more information, because I'm going to be talking about this new podcast, and it's possible it very well could be a portion of the JB Sizzle show, or it could be a brand new show. I haven't quite decided. I'm leaning more towards a brand new show versus kind of an addendum episode every week, kind of like a snippet episode every week. But I'm planning on taking some time, putting it together, and we're going to go from there. So I'm excited. I think this new Instagram show is going to be awesome. So there you have it. That's what I am focusing on. I am doing a couple other things on social media. I'm doing a little bit on Pinterest. If you want to follow me there, pinterest.com/JBSism. You can follow me there. I'm also on StumbleUpon, so you can do jbsism.com/stumbler/jbsism. And, stumble my pages. So if you want to stumble my pages, just stumble them. Go to jbsism.com, find a web page, stumble the page, and it could be a fun way to try to grow the readership of the blog. I still am unsure about StumbleUpon. I know I've gotten some traffic from them, but I feel it's just a bounce and run. So I have a feeling StumbleUpon may not be the greatest place to grow readership, but hey, it's something I'm willing to work on. And because I want to grow this audience. I want to grow the message here at jbsism.com, and social media, I think, is one of the ways to do that. And that's really why I'm focusing a lot of my attention on Instagram, because I'm getting more return for my buck there. And I'm not utilizing ads yet. I'm not doing any live video yet. I am just strictly putting 1-minute videos on there once a week and doing some quote cards. And other than that, I'm not doing much else with the platform, but I'm utilizing hashtags galore. I want to make sure I put a zillion hashtags, or at least up to 30 hashtags, because that's going to put me in front of more people. So if you're on Instagram, make sure you do that. And then link it to your Facebook page, link it to your Twitter page, link it to your Pinterest page. Get your message out to as many people as you can. And Instagram really gives you that power. And it's super, super easy to use. Just download their app from the App Store, whatever App Store you have, and have some fun. So anyway, well, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to really talk about the power of social media, talk about Instagram, talk about my new Instagram show that's going to be turning into a podcast show. And then I just wanted to give you a quick update. I am working on a new novel, and I just looked at the word count of it, and I am pushing 11,000 words on there right now. So 11,000 words, actually probably a little over 11,000 words last I looked. I wrote about 2,000 words last night, and I'm having fun. The story's good. I believe I have a solid outline, and been working hard on the outline. Now I've been working on the actual novel. So hopefully in the next few weeks, I'll be further along. I'm going to give you an update of what I'm doing. And one of the things that, if you want to take your writing to the next level, I kind of learned this one from John Grisham. I don't know him, but I've read enough about how he does his writing. And he said, one of the best ways to write a book is write it a word at a time, but write 200 words a day. So if you write 200 words a day, that's a little over 2,000 words a week. 200 words a day, 2,000 words a week. And if you do that, you'll have a novel that's long enough in about 2 years. So if you have all kinds of other crazy things going on, if you write just 200 words a day, you're going to have a novel just long enough in about 2 years' time. My friends, there's no reason why you can't write your book. There's no reason why you can't get it done. So if you write just 200 words a day, 2,000 words a week, 2,000 words, it's roughly a chapter, a little less. Some chapters are larger. John Grisham does about 3,000 word chapters. If you do that, I guarantee you're going to have a pretty decent sized book in about a year and a half to 2 years. And that's what I'm working on right now. I'm going at a little bit faster pace. My goal is to write anywhere from at least five to 10,000 words a week. So we'll see. In the last 4 weeks, I've not done very good. I've only got about 11,000 words written in that amount of time. But hey, that's okay. The novel is coming together. I'm excited about it. And I know you're going to love this novel when I officially come out with it, because writing is my life. And even though I'm a pastor, even though I have a day-to-day job, even though I have a full-time family, I love to write. And so hopefully my goal is by this fall to have my next novel out. Well, my friends, I hope you found value in today's episode. Get on social media, get on the Instagram, and take your message to the next level. Well, my friends, you can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/108. jbsism.com/108. And if you could do me a favor, subscribe to the show, tell somebody about it, and share this show with a friend. That is what I want you to do this week. Share this show with one person. Help me grow the audience here, because we all have a message that God has put on our heart. Well, my friends, have a great week. I will see you right here next week with hopefully a better sounding voice. God bless. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.